veterinarians to the growing list of professions suffering from burnout. Some say they're working longer and longer days just to fit in more and more patients. Michelle Martins is the Council Vice President for the College of Veterinarians of BC. That's the regulatory body for the industry. She says there is a shortage of vets that probably won't be solved anytime soon.
The college's mandate is to provide and regulate professionals to make sure that they're competent and ethical to carry out the practice of veterinary medicine. And that cohort of veterinarians providing those services is getting smaller. And I think there's enough information out there now that lets us know we're short 100 veterinarians a year for the next 5 years. And we're only graduating 20 veterinarians from the Western College of Veterinary Medicine.
That's Michelle Martins. She says the College of Veterinarians is concerned about the mental health effect all this is having on vets in BC. Corey Van Haff is the Executive Director for the Society of BC Veterinarians and is on the line with us this morning. Corey Van Haff, good morning.
Good morning, Chris.
You heard that clip from the college. What more can be done? If you're only graduating 20 more vets per year, what more do you think could be done?
Well, Chris, we're in the really unique position that in BC we can double that number. Currently, BC graduates 20, Saskatchewan graduates 20 veterinarians, Alberta graduates 50. And we have the ability, through the Western College of Veterinary Medicine, to double the number of BC students that graduate each year.
When you say you have the ability to double it, does that mean there are spaces available or the resources available or all of the above?
Well, there is space available. When Alberta stopped sending their students to WCVM and instead trained them at their own university, it left 20 seats available. And beginning in 2018, we've been asking the Minister of Advanced Education to fund an additional 20 BC students to attend those seats, but we've been unsuccessful at that.
How long? Go ahead.
There are 140 plus BC students who apply for the 20 seats, so it would be no problem to find qualified BC students for 40 seats if we could get funding through the minister.
How much funding are we talking about?
We're talking about $8 million a year, but it would be staggered. It would be $2 million next year, then four, then six, ultimately rising to an additional $8 million a year to fund an additional 20 veterinarians.
That's a lot of money if you have it in your bank account, but that doesn't sound like a lot of money for government.
We agree with you. It doesn't sound like a lot of money for the Ministry of Advanced Education. Given the dire situation in British Columbia right now, the wait lists for people to see veterinarians, the inability of some people to find a veterinarian. 2 weeks ago, I had a rescue group call me and say, our veterinarian is now too busy to take our rescue animals. And Chris, if there are no veterinarians to help rescue animals, there are no rescues.
How long has this situation been building in BC?
Well, it's been building for a while with the shortage, but in 2018, we knew that starting the following year, in 2019, there would be the ability to double the number of BC students. So the question isn't how long has there been a problem, it's how long has there been a solution. And the solution has now been available for a few years, and we've been asking for a meeting with the Minister of Advanced Education since 2018, and she will not meet with us.
Now, just to play devil's advocate here for a moment, why does this require government money? Why not just open up the seats and charge more for tuition?
Well, that's exactly what happened, is rather than fund those 20 extra seats, those 20 available seats, the ministry has said that people who wish to incur the debt themselves are welcome to take those seats. So we have 20 BC students who each pay about $11,000 a year in tuition, and then we have 12 more who are not in funded seats, who are each paying about $69,000 a year in tuition.
Wow.
And so what happens is some people either don't have the money or cannot incur the debt, and those very good applicants are no longer in the pool for WCVM.
And what's the effect of this? I mean, you mentioned the effect on, for example, rescue animals. What's the effect on the workplace life of veterinarians?
The workplace life is getting really difficult for many veterinarians. They start early. They do not get to go home at the end of their shift. There are still animals to be seen. They work through their lunch. They return phone calls through their lunch. They examine lab results through their lunch. They're in the terrible position that they have to sometimes turn away clients and animals who need help now because there are simply no appointments left. There's not a single moment left in the day to see another animal. So those animals either get referred to another veterinarian, which is getting harder and harder. They get referred to an emergency clinic, or they don't get the help they need. I still am haunted by a woman who called me, a Highland, who watched her cat die overnight because she could not get in to see her veterinarian, and she had no ability to go to an emergency clinic.
Have you talked to the critic for advanced education on the other side of the aisle?
We've talked to both. The Ministry of Agriculture is our minister for veterinary medicine.
Oh, okay.
And both the critic and the minister support these 20 seats. It's the Minister of Advanced Education who will not fund it. And the critic for advanced education has been vocal and has written to the minister and asking her why she won't fund these other 20 seats.
So
the critic for agriculture has been very vocal about this.
So what do you think might unstick this?
Well, Chris, I don't know. Perhaps a meeting. If the Minister of Advanced Education would meet with us, maybe we can explain to her face-to-face by Zoom what the implications are of this shortage from both a pet population perspective, a food animal perspective, a public health perspective. We simply have been unable to get this meeting, so we don't know. The last we heard is that veterinary medicine was not the funding priority.
We will, of course, follow up with the Ministry of Advanced Education, but it's been good to talk to you this morning. Corey, thanks very much for your time today.
Thank you for speaking with me.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's Corey Van Haaf, the Executive Director for the BC Society of Veterinarians. The Minister of Advanced Education is Anne Kang, and we will see if we can get her on this program to answer those questions. Stay tuned.